Hi everybody, Sensei Bob here. Thanks for joining me. Glad you could make it. Today we're going to be looking at Block 1 of our 8 Foundations for Success series. And Block 1, I'm going to be talking about attitude. Attitude is our thoughts and opinions, our beliefs and rules about any given situation, person, or group. They have been formed and accepted as true over many years, and they arrive from the sum total of our experiences, reading, listening, our surroundings, including family, school, workplace, our culture. Sometimes, yes, we're voluntold what to think, either directly or indirectly, and we always form opinions and our beliefs based on multiple factors, many of which we're not even aware of. Our rules for life are formed in a similar way. When I talk about rules, I'm talking about how we think things should be. What is a great night out, for example? What makes a good friend? What is success? What is the perfect pastime or hobby? How can I create purpose for myself today? How will I know if I'm successful? The list is endless. What will be said in this lesson all stems from the fact that we control our thoughts and opinions. Our thoughts, our self-talk, influence our outcomes and even our health. Our thoughts and rules and opinions and those of others are neither right nor wrong. They are simply ours and theirs. We, like everyone else, is on our road, on their road. We remember that our brain believes what we tell it. If our thoughts about a great day include healthy eating and exercise, our results will be consistent with those opinions. We choose when, what, and how much to eat, drink, do, not do. Thoughts like, this is boring, this is hard, my contributions are of little value, are just our thoughts and our self-talk, and our brain just says, okay. And then predictable results come from that. We remember also that our brains can't process a negative. So saying things like don't or I will never just invite the opposite. Think about why opinions about how a day has gone or what the weather was like vary greatly. Why does one person leave a job because of stress and overwhelm and another person thrives in the same job? Why do people keep a problem or a slight or a criticism from someone, possibly even from someone long deceased, going for years and perpetuate victim thinking when this is not creating a move forward peacefully type of life? In his book, Take Control of Your Life, my friend, former detective Paul Nadeau, advises everyone to dress for the day, not just by matching our clothes to the weather or to the venue, but also by dressing mentally, by matching our minds to what sorts of things we might conceivably deal with during the day and have strategies ready to go, just like having self-defense strategies ready to go. Since our minds can't distinguish between real and imagined events, and our minds do what we say, it gives special meaning to, if you think you are beaten, you are. If you think something is difficult, it is. If you think you can figure it out one step at a time, you will. There is a huge difference between I'm a failure, and I get a little better at this each day. It is said it takes 21 days to form a new habit or way of thinking. The attitude of sen no sen that we talk about and practice in martial arts, attack the attack. We talk about it constantly, and it has great value for us each day. We remember back at the turn of the century, Henry Ford's engineers told him for 2 years that a V8 engine was impossible. Thank you for joining me. We'll talk again next week. In the meantime, stay safe. Remember, you are unique. You are special. Take care.